Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. You're very special. Today's topic is culture.
Today's title is Holiday Time. Holiday Time. I love the holidays.
Well, what holiday is it? Christmas is over, and it's a long time before 4th of July. What's going on?
Peter, it's Valentine's Day. Don't you know? My husband sent me flowers already, and I gave him a card, too. Anyways, let's learn about this holiday. Here is Peter with our Read It.
Valentine's Day is February 14th. People mail or give cards to friends or loved ones. The cards usually have hearts on them. People write sweet messages on the cards. People also send roses or other lovely flowers to people they love. Sometimes they send chocolates or candy too. It's fun to share on Valentine's Day.
So, Valentine's Day is February 14th. That's today.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it. Anyways, there is still time to send cards to my friends, and there is plenty of time to talk about this holiday together today.
That's right. I'm sure we will learn lots of great new words, and we'll get to find out what's happening in the office today, too. But first, let's learn our words. Here's Christina to help us.
Hello, happy Valentine's Day. 情人节快乐。据说情人节的由来跟一位叫做 Valentine 的人有关，所以就用 Valentine's Day 作为情人节的名称。Taylor 收到神秘人送的花，花束里还有一张画了爱心的卡片。It's a card with a heart. 名词 heart 指的是爱心图案。Tina 的先生送了她一束玫瑰花，玫瑰是 rose. Her husband sent her some roses. 她看到 Taylor 的桌上也有漂亮的花。There are some lovely flowers on Taylor's desk.形容词 lovely 除了形容人可爱之外，也可以用来形容漂亮的东西。情人节就是一个分享爱的节日。It's fun to share on Valentine's Day. 动词 share 就是分享。
Hi, Tina. You look happy.
I am happy, Taylor. It's Valentine's Day.
I know. I sent Valentine's Day cards to some of my friends.
I did too. And look, my husband sent me some roses.
Those are beautiful. Did he send you chocolates too?
No, but I bought some for him.
Well, maybe he'll share.
Wow, Tina looks happy.
You look happy too. When you see someone, you can tell how they are feeling just by looking at them. You can say, you look happy. You look tired. You look sad.
Well, I am happy, Peter. And Tina is happy too.
Why?
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so...Why?
Peter, Valentine's Day is to appreciate your, and encourage your friends and family. You send them gifts and cards. It's really nice.
Oh, that's why there is chocolate all over the office. Okay, I like this kind of holiday.
Good. Yes, chocolate and cards are sent on Valentine's Day. I sent some to my friends.Also, I sent one to Rebecca. She was so happy that she said she would come and help teach. Here she is.
Hey, everyone. Yes, it's time to learn something new and use it. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, if you want to say that you sent or gave something to someone, you can use today's use it tip. For example, I sent a gift to my friend, or she gave flowers to my mother. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Wow. So this holiday is really about showing people that you care for them.
Yes, you can send loved ones gifts. I try to think of a gift that they will really enjoy.
And you can spend time thinking about good things to say to them. Then send your friends cards.
Ooh, Christina sent me a really nice card. I felt really encouraged. Let's visit her some more. She can share about this sentence.
Taylor 说他寄情人节卡片给一些朋友。I sent Valentine's Day cards to some of my friends. 这个句子的句型就是 send something to someone, 寄某样东西给某人。另外 Tina 说他先生送他玫瑰花。My husband sent me some roses. 一样是送某人东西，这个句型就是 sent someone something。说法不同，但是意思是一样的。我们来练习一下。你可以说 I sent him chocolate， 也可以说 I sent chocolate to him。这两句都可以哦。再看一个例子 ，He sent his mother a coat， 也可以说 He sent a coat to his mother。
Thanks, Christina. So we can give gifts and cards. But flowers? I don't really know much about flowers. What kind of flowers should you send?
Well, many people send roses. Tina's husband sent her roses. There are many colors of roses, but many people give red roses to the people they love. They look beautiful and smell nice, too.
And I hear she gave him some chocolates.
Yes, that was very nice of her.
Yes, very nice, very, very nice. Do you know what I like about Valentine's Day?
What, Peter?
Sharing. People should share, like chocolate.
Okay, very good, Peter. Yes, when we share, we give a little of something to someone else.Let's share a pizza together. I have an extra piece. Let me share it with you.
I am thinking about chocolate still. Can we share those too?
Yes, Peter, of course we can share chocolates too.
This is a great holiday. I love Valentine's Day.
I told you. See, it's a good reason that Tina is happy today.
All right, friends. Well, now maybe you need to think about Valentine's Day.Maybe buy some chocolates for someone, but let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Happy Valentine's, everyone. What did you do in school for this holiday, Pauline?
Oh, my favorite thing was singing telegrams. I was in the choir, and a few weeks before Valentine's Day, people would pay a little bit of money to send a song to somebody on Valentine's Day. So we would go into the class, say the name of that person, bring them up front, and sing a sweet song to them.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a way to support the school. Well, let's keep going. Here's conversation B.
I see some lovely flowers on your desk, too.
Yes, I got them this morning.
Who are they from?
I don't know, but...There was a card with a heart in the flowers.
What did it say?
Roses are red, violets are blue, flowers are nice, and so are you.
Ah, that's so sweet.
But who sent them?
We are talking about Valentine's Day. And when you talk about this holiday, you must talk about all the gifts.
Sure, we give gifts to each other to show that we care. Taylor got some nice flowers on her desk.
Yes, she did. Tina uses the word lovely. Some lovely flowers.
Yeah, it's another word for pretty. Oh, lovely flowers. That's so sweet.
I thought chocolates were sweet, not flowers.
Peter, I mean thoughtful. It's so sweet, as in thoughtful.
Oh, great. That's so sweet. And that's also today's
calendar phrase.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet. 那真贴心.
I brought you candy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I brought you cookies.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I brought you cake.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So you think I'm sweet?
No, I think the cake, candy, and cookies are sweet.
Oh.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet. 那真贴心.
Well, when the next time someone does something nice for you and shows they care, you can use this phrase, aw, that's so sweet.
Sweet means dear, thoughtful, and nice.
So, if you can be sweet, can someone be sour?
Well, yes. If someone is not nice, you can say they are sour. Or you can use the word cold. They're a cold person.
Oh, yeah. Cold usually means they're not very friendly, right? What about bitter?
Oh, yes. Someone can be bitter, too. Maybe someone is mean. Maybe they have a problem and they are hurt. So they are not nice to you. They are bitter.
I bet if you send a lovely card to a sour or bitter person, then, well, maybe they will become sweet.
Hey, that's a nice thought, Pauline. Maybe they will.
Well, Taylor had a card with the flowers on her desk. It was a card with a heart.
Oh, what did it say?
Roses are red, violets are blue, flowers are nice, and so are you.
Wow, well, let's learn more about this with Christina.
Taylor 收到的卡片上写着 Flowers are nice, and so are you. 花儿很美,而你也是。 这里的so就是也如此,也一样的意思。 而so are you是倒装句, 表示你也一样。 我们来练习一下这个说法。 Harry is very smart, and so are you. Harry非常聪明,你也是。 Abby is friendly, and so are her friends. Abby很亲切,她的朋友也是。 Jill likes tennis very much, and so do I. Jill很喜欢网球,我也是。
Roses are red, violets are blue. We are thankful for Christina and for you, friends, too.
Very well said, Pauline. Well, it sounds to me like Taylor has a secret Valentine.
Ooh, a secret Valentine? That is when someone likes you, but they won't tell you who they are. They give you gifts and maybe give you hints about who they might be.
Oh, well, I mean, this person sent a card that is a heart, so that does mean something.
Well, yes, but who sent the card and the flowers?
Well, I don't know. Did you ever have a secret Valentine?
I don't think I did. Everyone just told me who they were.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, today, Taylor has a secret Valentine. That's pretty fun. Well, friends, now it's time to review.
Here's your first keyword for today. Valentine. Valentine. I sent her a Valentine's Day card.
Heart. Heart. There are hearts in the picture.
Rose. Rose. Roses are Pam's favorite flowers.
Lovely. Lovely. The party was lovely.
Share. Share. Please share the table with me. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Hi, Tina. You look happy.
I am happy, Taylor. It's Valentine's Day.
I know. I sent Valentine's Day cards to some of my friends.
I did, too. And look, my husband sent me some roses.
Those are beautiful. Did he send you chocolates, too?
No, but I bought some for him.
Well, maybe he'll share.
I see some lovely flowers on your desk, too.
Yes, I got them this morning.
Who are they from?
I don't know, but there was a card with a heart in the flowers.
What did it say?
Roses are red, violets are blue, flowers are nice, and so are you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
But who sent them?
Well, when I think of Valentine's flowers, I think of red roses. But did you know that different colored flowers mean different things?
Yes. So red can show you love that person. So Pauline was saying this earlier to me. You shouldn't be sending red roses to just anyone but the person that you love. But what about some other colors?
Well, many people think that blue flowers are for peace. They are calm. I could see that.
Yeah, blue just makes me feel calm and peaceful. We use white flowers for Easter, but we can also use them for funerals, too.
Yellow flowers are perfect for friends. They are bright and happy.
Oh, so maybe you can give one of your friends some yellow flowers. They will like that.
That's a great idea. Green flowers are like nature. I like them a lot, too.
Oh, I think I would give you some green flowers because I know you like nature a lot.
You're right. Oh, and purple flowers are royal. You can give them to someone and they will feel like a king or a queen.
Hey, that's pretty cool. So, what kind of flowers are you going to get? What color will they be?
My family puts flowers on the table all the time, and not just for special events. We just enjoy celebrating the season with flowers.
That's a great way to use flowers. And now it's time to see what James and Ginger are up to.
What's wrong, Ginger?
It's Valentine's Day.
That's right. You should be happy.
But I'm not. I'm sad.
Why? Valentine's Day is a wonderful day. People give cards to their friends and loved ones.
Yeah, cards with hearts on them.
Yes, and people send roses and other lovely flowers.
To their lovely friends.
Yes, and they also send chocolate and candy.
Because it's fun to share. But nobody sent me anything. No cards, no candy, no flowers.
Surprise! I have something for you.
You do?
Yes, a banana Valentine.
Yay! Now I am so happy.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Ooh.
Thank God for the flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring. Of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring. Thank God for the promise of spring.
Well, we have just a little more time. Peter, what was it like for you on Valentine's Day in high school?
This day is crazy. There's candy and flowers. There's cards. Everyone is talking about who do you like, who likes you. And like you said, people come into the classroom and sing songs. I think everyone is just having fun, and no one learns very much on Valentine's Day.
Actually, I remember the exact same thing when I was in high school. A really fun day, maybe some secret Valentines, lots of gossip, but not very much learning.
Well, you can always come back to here and have fun, but also learn. So, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.